Jawbone is our dry red. It was called the Jawbone because that was the rock or slate in the middle.
At Mountain Rose Vineyard, co-owner Suzanne Lawson explains the wines are named for the coal seams that ran through here, some literally underfoot.
And Dorchester is a seam that our winery is seated on. We actually hit the seam when we were excavating at the back of the winery.
Her dad and her husband's dad were miners. His brother owned this mine land where the winery now sits. Its gentle slopes, a perfect angle for growing wine grapes.
And the real story is we planted them here because we had no other land.
Arable land is relatively scarce here. High mountain peaks and dark hollows don't make for easy farming. And while strip mining and mountaintop removal are dirty words to some people, to others, there's an upside to terrain that's left almost level after the mining is done.
I run into a lot of people that think that reclaimed mine land is a moonscape, that nothing will ever grow, and I guess I'm happy to show them that that's not the case.
Suzanne's son, David Lawson, is the grape grower. He says he didn't have to do too much more to this land than he would have had to do for any plot for wine grapes.
Soil preparation is important for a crop that you're going to put in the ground for 30-plus years. You can even look to the great vineyards in the world, and they spend several years trying to prepare the soil properly to have those grapes growing for them.
After more than a decade at it, he says he can just look at mine soil to determine what kind of prep it needs.
Sometimes that land has been reclaimed and it's really compacted. And so we'll do a lot of chisel plowing. We'll use several years of cover crops that will loosen compaction. Now the other kind of mine soil is really rocky. And so in the really rocky soil, we actually want to grow biomass. So maybe it takes us an extra year or two now to really prepare that soil the way we want it. And that's probably just because we're trying to improve ourselves and improve the product that we make over the years.
Apples were once a major crop in Appalachia. They were said to be among the best tasting in the country. Maybe for the same reason, this land will prove good for winemaking too.
There's a lot more mineral content and available rock mineral for grapes to take up. There's less organic matter, which actually is going to promote a higher quality fruit, maybe not the quantity, but if I'm in the business of wine, I'm always in the business of quality. So there's a chance that that mineral content will fall into those vines and then make a wine that is better and more complex.
Right now, Mountain Rose supports 3.5 workers, and they'd like to add more.
I will be honest with you, until the coal boom, the bust hit kind of around 2011-12, when they started laying off a lot of people, it did affect our business.
Suzanne says what she'd really like to see is more foot traffic through her tasting room, a charming chalet with indoor and outdoor seating. It's clear the families put a lot of care into this business, starting with the uncle who owned the land when it was a coal mine and who worked to restore it afterward.
So he had a vested interest to do things well to start with. And so it's getting people that are stakeholders to realize that they had to return it. And there are those people out there that want to do a good job. And we need to foster them.
And that's key, says David Lawson, to this region's future. A love and respect for a piece of land that supported people here when it was a coal mine and that could do the same in its new incarnation. I'm Robbie Harris.